Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
This is John Batchelor, continuing conversation with Adrian Wooldridge for his new book, The Aristocracy of Talent, How Meritocracy Made the Modern World. Adrian points to the 1990s and something that's not obvious to see at first. The people in power, the Clintons and the Clinton administration, were products of elite institutions. They were very talented. They had the radical ideas of transforming the country from its traditional roots of patriotism, flag-waving, religion, confidence in the American exceptionalism, transforming that into something else, something beyond that. We know now it was transformed into what is easily identified as DEI, transforming America's values from the patriotic American to the globalist. This is a transformation that Adrian identifies in his new book, The Aristocracy of Talent. Here's Adrian Wooldridge on the elite leading the movement to take America's fundamentals and transform them into, well, you'll hear. Adrian Wooldridge, more of this later tonight.
Well, Christopher Lash's book is a brilliant book, and he's a very interesting story, really, because he starts off as a Marxist, very much on the left-wing academic, but sort of moves to the right, or at least begins to take the complaints of the right very seriously. And one of his central arguments in this is that the revolt of the elites, it's the elites who turn against patriotism, who turn against nationalism, who turn against religion, and who are in favor of cosmopolitan values, looking down on ordinary Americans from the great heights of their cosmopolitan elitist values. And I think it's a great paradox, because a lot of these, the radicalism of the, let's say, the 1990s was actually led by, you know, by people who were in power, like the Clintons. So they're radicals in power, and they're saying we must dismantle a lot of the inherited structures of the country, classically, flag-waving patriotism, religion, and replace them with a new set of liberal values. And that causes a big populist reaction back in favor of the flag, in favor of religion, in favor of traditional values, from people who feel that they're being looked down upon by Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and the rest of these credentialing.
More of this later.